AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres travels to Russia tomorrow. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP there is one issue Guterres should focus on in Russia.
Evacuation of Mariupol. This is really something that UN is capable to do. And if he demonstrates political will, character, and integrity, I hope that will allow us to make one step forward.
At the UN, spokesman Farhan Haq says
the end goal is to have a halt to fighting and to have ways to improve the situation of the people in Ukraine, lessen the threat that they're under, and provide humanitarian aid towards them.
President Biden has nominated Bridget Brink for ambassador to Ukraine. She's a career Foreign Service officer who has spent decades working in the shadow of the former Soviet Union, starting in Serbia. An appeals court in Texas has delayed the execution of Melissa Lucio over growing doubts about whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter. Lucio has been set for a lethal injection Wednesday. The parents of a 14-year-old boy who fell to his death from a 430-foot drop tower ride in Central Florida's tourist district sued its owner, a manufacturer, and landlord. A New York judge has found former President Donald Trump in contempt of court for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena issued by the state's attorney general as part of a civil investigation into his business dealings. The fine is $10,000 a day. The Supreme Court is hearing a dispute between a public school in Washington state and a former high school football coach who wanted to kneel and pray on the field after games. Health officials in Britain investigating the cause of a spike in acute hepatitis or liver inflammation among children said there is increasing evidence it is linked to a common virus. This is AP News. The failure of security cameras at a Brooklyn subway station where shots were fired is being investigated.
The acting MTA inspector general says the mass shooting in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, raises questions about why the cameras were not transmitting and wants a review of the maintenance and repair program. At the time, the MTA blamed a bad internet connection. At any given time, the MTA says 1% of its nearly 10,000 cameras at its 472 subway stations are not working. Other cameras in nearby stations helped police track suspect Frank James's movements before and after the shooting that injured at least 23 people. He was arrested the following day. Julie Walker, New York.
North Dakota's longest-serving state senator, Ray Holmberg, announced he would resign following a report he had traded scores of text messages with a man jailed on child pornography charges. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.